Genocide Regime China, Ethnic Minorities in the U.S. Are Experiencing a Tyranny. By Francis Martel on November 24, 2021. China's Global Times, a government propaganda outlet, published a screed on Tuesday condemning the United States for imposing tyranny on ethnic minorities in the country, citing laws from the 1890s. Like many other state media arms and government officials, the Global Times has repeatedly attempted to make the case that America is not a free country, using talking points from the American far left regarding racism and historical injustices. These individuals and outlets also consistently applaud the Chinese Communist Party for what they claim to be its respect and celebration of ethnic and racial diversity. They also defend Beijing from international outrage in response to its ongoing genocide of ethnic and religious minorities. For a long time, ethnic minorities in the U.S. have been threatened by discrimination, hate speech and hate crimes, and now even their basic rights cannot be guaranteed, the Global Times lamented on Tuesday. Such tyranny toward ethnic minorities is the original sin of the U.S. system. Ethnic minorities in the U.S. are experiencing a tyranny, it later repeated. The government newspaper turned to one of its regular experts, a Chinese professor named Li Heidong, to reinforce the point. Li accused America generally of using many cunning tricks to ensure white supremacy in U.S. politics. Among the tricks mentioned in the post are gerrymandering, the practice of drawing congressional districts to ensure reliably Democrat or Republican voters stay within certain districts to either enhance or diminish their voting power, and poll taxes and literacy tests, which the Global Times admitted were common in the 1890s and not part of the American system today. It is doubtful whether the U.S. electoral system can still represent freedom and justice, the propaganda outlet concluded. This being the case, the status quo of ethnic minorities' voting rights is even worse. The article, illustrated with a photo of a memorial to Minnesota man George Floyd, concluded by claiming that the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, which originated in China, and the Black Lives Matter movement had torn into pieces the idea of the American melting pot. Ethnic minorities in China do not have meaningful voting rights, nor do members of the majority Han ethnic group. As a communist totalitarian regime, China operates a system that does not allow citizens any power over how their government functions and strictly persecutes political dissidents and religious and ethnic minorities. China's most outstanding ongoing human rights crime is the genocide of the Uyghur people and other ethnic minorities in East Turkestan, an occupied region China refers to as Xinjiang. Both the governments of Presidents Donald Trump and Joe Biden, as well as a growing consensus of global human rights experts, have formally decreed China's behavior against the Uyghurs a genocide. Extensive evidence compiled by journalists, human rights activists, and governments indicates that China is currently running a concentration camp system made up of hundreds of facilities in Xinjiang. The U.S. government estimated in 2019 that the camps were holding as many as 3 million people hostage. Survivors say the regime engages in routine torture, rape, enslavement, and killing of individuals in the camps, reinforcing evidence that the persecution of Uyghurs constitutes a genocide are widespread reports of mass sterilization of Uyghur women and forced abortions of unborn children. While many believe the population of the camps has dropped since 2019, Chinese websites sell Uyghurs as slaves online, leading researchers to conclude that much of the decrease in the population is a result of Uyghurs being sent to work as slaves elsewhere in the country. China claims the concentration camps are vocational training centers and the Uyghurs who disappeared from the camps into slavery elsewhere had graduated from their training. Its ongoing practice of genocide has done little to stop the Chinese Communist Party from accusing the United States of mistreating racial and ethnic minorities. It has particularly embraced the cause of Black Lives Matter, a Marxist organization, and national outrage surrounding George Floyd's death, which occurred during a police interaction. The Global Times proposed the passing of a George Floyd Human Rights Act in China in 2020 that would condemn the deplorable human rights situation in America. The idea was a response to the Uyghur Human Rights Act still languishing in the U.S. Congress, which would reinforce the prohibition of imports of items made by Uyghur slaves, among other provisions. During a meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in March, one of Blinken's first high-profile summits with foreign diplomats, Senior Politburo member Yang Jiechi berated Blinken on America's allegedly poor human rights record. Many people within the United States actually have little confidence in the democracy of the United States. And they have various views regarding the government of the United States, Yang ranted. The challenges facing the United States in human rights are deep-seated. They did not just emerge over the past 4 years, such as Black Lives Matter. It did not come up only recently. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.